made. Space 1999. Icy lime flavor outside. Boozy red center. Space 1999. With free picture cards from Lions Made.
Go on, get it. We're not supposed to go in there.
Oh, go on. There's a gap down there. A gang of kids broke in yesterday. I saw them.
Imagine a 10-year-old boy coming home from school one day, turning on the television and finding this amazing program called Star Trek. I was absolutely astounded by it because of its vision of the future. It was exciting, of course, and the main characters of Kirk, Spock and McCoy were amazing, and it was really enthralling and optimistic, and I thought, oh my God, how... this is what the future is going to be. And it really, really excited me. It also made me question Ireland in the 1970s and why the world wasn't more like the vision that Gene Roddenberry had started in Star Trek. It was something that stayed with me through my life. The sense of optimism and the excitement really formed part of my life and was almost like a bedrock of my morals and my wish to be a better person, because I felt that the vision of Star Trek really did make the future much more exciting and optimistic. As time went on, this 10-year-old boy started to realize that, well, there was something different about me. And I'm now sitting here as Philippa, as a woman. And Star Trek helped me to see those possibilities. Star Trek and science fiction in general. So as time went on, as I entered my teenage years, Star Trek became really, really important to me. It was kind of an outlet. It was a release from the day-to-day troubles, trials and tribulations that I was going through, because my gender identity was one thing that I was keeping hidden. But I was also had all the usual teenage worries and concerns of puberty and worrying about where I was going in the future. And Star Trek, the weekly episodes that I recorded on audio tape,
hang on tight and survive,
and played over and over and over again, they really did help me to get through a very, very difficult time. Around 1979, I ended up writing to a girl in Leeds who was a Star Trek fan as well. And this friendship that started out just by as pen pals resulted in September of 1980 in Leeds Dragon Arrow Hotel. We met, along with a couple of other friends, at a Star Trek convention. And it was kind of obvious from the start that we were going to end up together. And indeed, a few years later, we did. We ended up getting married. I suppose, to think about it, without Star Trek, I wouldn't have met my wife. I mean, she's the most important person in my life to me, along with our amazing daughter. But back then, Star Trek was still very important to us. And we would regularly go to conventions with or without our friends, our mutual friends. We were very involved in science fiction organizations, and eventually ended up running Star Trek conventions. We ran two in the Grand Hotel in Malahide in 1993 and 1995, with about 1,300 people at each, and raising a load of money for charity. And that was amazing. And we ended up meeting the likes of George Takei.
I was wondering when it was going to happen in Dublin. It's been happening all over the world. And so I was saying, what is it with the Irish?
Absolutely amazing guy who played Sulu in the original series, and many other people as well at conventions, both that we ran ourselves and that we went to abroad. So it stuck with us all the way through the first 10 years of our marriage. We stayed involved in Star Trek fandom and science fiction fandom. Our daughter was born in 1995. And that kind of meant that we, because of the pressures of work and of life in general, and also my coming to terms with who I was as a trans woman, I had to kind of take a back seat as regards fandom, and Star Trek We still watched the series and went to all the films with our friends and so on, but we weren't particularly interested in running events anymore. In 2000, I started my transition from male to female. So that was another reason why I dropped out of a lot of the fandom and organization of things. Around 2000 and it must have been 2010 or 11, I was at an LGBTQ resource center in Cable Street called Outhouse. And as I'd finished one meeting, I noticed a sign on a door as I passed it saying, "Gay Trekkies, everybody welcome." Popped in, and having not had any contact with fandom as such up until that point for about, say, 10 years, I was delighted to see some friends of mine who I didn't even know were part of the LGBTQ community in the meeting room watching films and watching episodes. And it was like two parts of my life were joining together. My love of Star Trek and being part of the LGBTQ community. We ended up having meetings pretty much every month, watching episodes. We'd have a vote as to which episode and what series, because, I mean, at this stage, there was Star Trek, Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, and all the films as well. You can imagine a bunch of LGBTQ people in a room arguing about Star Trek, eating food, alcohol wasn't available. And it was just an amazing experience to be with like-minded people in both ways. I made some very good friends. I think my overriding memory of my interest and my love of Star Trek is the fact that it allowed me to see possibilities. The motto for Star Trek is infinite diversity and infinite combinations. And IDIC is my ethos. It's the way I look at the world. A lot of my work is around diversity, including everybody, making sure that everybody is accounted for and supported and helped. That is what Star Trek is to me. And I think it's really important to see that within that series, that it's not just a kids program. It's not just a bit of fiction or made up stories that have no relevance to the modern world. Roddenberry very much saw that Star Trek was his vision and his inclusive vision of the future. And indeed, just there recently, I was delighted to talk about my involvement with the Gay Trekkies in memory of a friend who died last year. And she was an incredibly creative person. Mackin was her name. She was involved in filming and writing and every sort of creative activity under the sun. And I talked about her involvement in the Gay Trekkies and how important it was to her. So you can see that series really did make such a huge difference to so many people, and I think it is a vision for the future.
Cherish every moment, because they'll never come again.